Hey there. Thanks for joining me on this edition of Fit Friends Happy Hour. My name is Katie Hake, and I'm your host. Today, I'm going to be talking about New Year's resolutions and fighting that urge to diet. Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour, a podcast about all things nutrition, fitness, and life in your 20s and 30s, all from a non-diet lens. I'm your host, Katie Hake, and I'm a registered dietitian, nutritionist, and certified personal trainer. Join me here every week as I talk with interesting people and experts from all walks of life about their relationship with food, exercise, and their bodies. I am on a mission to help you redefine the word fit, to help you stop quantifying and start living. Learn to stop measuring your success by the scale and find your fears. I remember vividly writing in my journal every single year, every new year, and really every month, because, you know, on the podcast here, we're obsessed with goals. I'm obsessed with goal setting, goal writing. But I always remember writing down the specific goal that I wanted to be less than 17% body fat, because I knew at the time I was higher than that. And, well, statistics show, or, you know, health shows, that a bodybuilder would be less than 10%. So less than 17%, that would be a healthy range for me. And at the time I was in college, and I really convinced myself that I didn't care about the number on the scale. I was striving for weight loss, and really I just wanted to be the healthiest slash best version of me. But all I knew what to do was to focus on the number. So I felt that, well, if I shift from the scale and I look at another tool, then that's going to get me to the best shape of my life. And yesterday I was reflecting on 2019 and just all that I've learned. And really, I've learned to redefine the word fit. I've redefined what does it mean to be in the best shape of my life. And the reality is, we can't control that number. You cannot simply look at that number on the scale and say, I'm going to change that. But what we can control is our mindset, our beliefs, and those things that impact the habits and the choices that we make when it comes to taking care of our bodies. Now, before we really dive into today's episode, I just want to apologize, friends. I am so sorry. Last week, the end of 2019, was just a big old black hole. Like, I'm sure you can relate. For the first time in my working years, I actually took a significant amount of time off. And part of that is because I have created that lifestyle. But this year, I really tried to just like absorb the fact that, wow, you can and you should turn off, and you need to be present, and you need to stop doing so much. And that's taken me a really long time to get to that place. But I think I went a little too far on that spectrum, and I forgot to record a podcast episode. So I was not going to make my team work on overdrive to get an episode to you guys on Monday. So the reality is, we set deadlines, we set goals, but sometimes priorities shift, and you guys are a priority. Absolutely 100%. You, my listeners, you are the reason we're here, the reason we're talking. But I just want to remind you, as we talk about goal setting and New Year's resolutions, is that it's okay for priorities to shift. And if you get really clear about what it is that's important to you, and for me, last week in the season of the holidays, it was being with family. It was being with my loved ones who I don't get to see often. It was turning off. It was reflecting. It was being present. And for me, that is really the most important thing, because if we can't do that in life, then what's the point? And that was my long-winded answer for, I'm sorry, I love you, I'm back on track. We are back here. We've got a lot of exciting guests. What did they say? Coming up the train, coming up the pipeline, up the pipeline. A lot of exciting guests coming up the pipeline. And I'm really excited for 2019 in general, just with the podcast and all this, you know, information and exciting things that I'm going to bring to you. So back to diets. So you're at the new year, you're feeling this motivation, like you want to make some change, but you're like, I just can't get rid of this desire for weight loss. I want to be at a different size. I'm not happy with where I'm at. I know I don't want to go on a diet, but I feel stuck. So if I can't go on a diet, what is it that I, like, what do I do? How do I work towards a healthier me? So let's start by identifying what's a diet. Because if you're here on the podcast, you're looking for another way, right? You've dieted before. you've maybe heard of intuitive eating. Intuitive eating is essentially taking this approach that puts you in the driver's seat, and it's a diet that tells you not to diet, I guess. So I really want to equip you with the tools to help you identify a diet from intuitive eating, especially as we head into the new year. There's lots of exciting programs and memberships and courses and different things that you can invest your time, money, and energy. So how do you navigate that and not fall into another trap that's going to lead you back to where you are and where what got you there in the first place? So number one is a diet promises a quick fix. Now, I will be the first to tell you that implementing intuitive eating or a more intuitive approach is slow. And it took me a while to really wrap my head around this, because I would work with clients and I would meet them for our initial consult. And then I'd say, oh, well, you can just, you know, we'll just do session by session and do as you go. But I learned that people who wanted to just meet once or twice, that's what they were looking for. They were looking for a quick fix. And so I stopped offering just one-off sessions. And I decided with my own private practice with nutrition that I was only going to work with people who could commit for a minimum of 4 sessions. Because for me, the longer we have together, this doesn't happen overnight. You know, think about how long you have dieted or how long you have had this desire to lose weight and change your body. All that stuff that got you to where you are right now, that didn't happen overnight. So it's just not realistic to expect that it's going to change overnight as well. So if this thing that you're being approached with or that you're thinking about, if it promises a quick fix overnight, even a month, then it's probably a diet. If it promotes a magic food or some sort of supplement or even some sort of formula, right? Like, follow our formula and you'll get in the best shape of your life. So if it's making you invest in a product or a supplement, whether it's food or a supplement type of, or powder, you know, pill, whatever it is, that is a diet. And I will be completely transparent. Something that is almost freeing to me, if we've known each other for a while, you know that I got started with coaching essentially as a Beachbody coach. It's a multi-level marketing company where they have home workouts and they sell products and supplements and all these different things. And I love doing the workouts. I love doing the workouts live, and I started doing it home. And so becoming a Beachbody coach was a way for me to it was a platform for me to share my love for fitness and help motivate and encourage others. But as I was going through college, and I've shared my journey with you about how I've started to take this more, you know, holistic approach and less focus on weight, is I really felt this pull of, like, it didn't feel genuine or authentic to me to work for a company that pushed a product. So they had this special shake that, you know, was like a protein meal replacement type shake. But I just got to a point of, like, I don't want to feel like I have to pressure people to invest in this. If it's not something that it's promising that if you drink this, this will solve a lot of your problems. And that just really, I couldn't stand behind it anymore. So I worked for the live company for many years after that I stopped being a coach. I was a what they call a discount coach, because I still did use some of, you know, the workouts and the pre-workout and things like that. But I just didn't want to tie my name to that anymore, because I didn't feel like that approach was for everybody. And that was a big part of the company, was pushing these certain supplements, and it just didn't jive with me anymore. So I worked for the live side of the company, bringing the fitness into the gym settings, but I stopped doing the coaching for a while. But yesterday I actually officially canceled my account. So that was the weird close, a weird but also liberating close of a chapter that, you know, I'm grateful for so many things that opportunity brought into my life. I met some amazing people through, you know, the online groups that I would do and these different live events and things like that. But end of the day, it promoted and encouraged people to take a supplement. So it was still a diet. Number 3, if this program or thing that is being promoted to you cuts out or even restricts a certain food group, it is a diet. So if it's carb cycling, if it is intermittent fasting, if it is you know, cutting back on your carbohydrates, cutting back on fat, eating higher protein, if it is giving some sort of guidelines or rigidity, it's a diet. And I want you to really recognize that and really think about that, because there's a lot of programs. Intuitive eating is becoming trendy. And I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful that there is this more inclusive approach that is being promoted. But you have to be careful, because there's so many people and individuals out there who are going to jump on these buzzwords, jump on that word intuitive eating. And if you peel back the layers and if you start to ask these questions, we're going to talk about what questions to ask, you're going to find out that it's still a diet and it's not truly intuitive eating. With that being said, if it does have rigid rules or a focus on weight loss only, it's a diet. And then lastly, is this company, is this product, is this program making claims off a single study or even just an individual giving their story and giving their individual approach? Now, don't get me wrong, I am all about people sharing their story and sharing what worked for them. But if somebody is pushing something onto you because it works so well for them, question that it might be a diet. I will admit as well, I share intuitive eating because it did work for me, but there's also science to back it up as well. So it's not just, but ask yourself, is this being promoted as just it worked for this person, it's their approach, or like what's the science behind it? Because if there's not a lot of different papers and research and really strong evidence, then it's likely a diet. So I hope this is starting to jog your memory and help you just to really peel back some of the layers of things that you've been seeing over this past week. But I want to give you some questions that you can ask if you do find something and you really feel stuck in this fork in the road of, do I go ahead with it? Do I invest the money, the time, the energy, or do I not? So number one, I want you to ask yourself, what do I want to feel? Do I want to feel more comfortable, more confident? Do I want to feel less stressed? And will this approach get me there? So for example, if the word that you want to feel is less stressed, and this approach has you cooking a different meal every single day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and you can only eat whole foods, so that would mean no bars, no convenience foods. You would have to be home to cook every night. And like, if just thinking that right now, that gives you a lot of stress and causes a little bit of anxiety, maybe that approach won't get you to that feeling. There's some disconnect there. Number two, I want you to ask, what sparked my interest for this? So was it somebody else's success? Was it a transformation story? I know on Instagram, I'm constantly seeing people's bodies, right? People's bikini bods and sharing their transformation story. And so ask yourself, if reading or seeing this, if you were triggered because there was a promise or that person lost a certain amount of weight in a certain amount of time, just question it. Or maybe don't even question it. Maybe just bring awareness to it. Just become aware that, okay, when I see these bodies or when I see a six-pack abs or I see like, not only is this person smiling in her after photo, she's also like on a beach and she's got like gray hair and white teeth. Like, just like take a step back and go, hold on, what's going on here? And then number three, right? You've identified that feeling. I want you to ask yourself, is there another way that I can honor or achieve this feeling without rules? So let's say it's stress. The feeling that you're really stoked about is that you want to feel less stressed. Are there other ways that you can feel less stressed without having to have so many rules and rigidity? Does it go against my intuition? If something in your gut tells you this doesn't feel natural to me, this doesn't feel right, then it's probably not for you. And then lastly, which I think is a huge question that really what it all boils down to is it sustainable? If I lost my income, if I had to pick up another part-time job, or, you know, think of the different seasons that you've lived in with your life, could I follow this approach or this eating pattern for the longevity or for my lifespan? If the answer is no, then it's probably a diet. Now, by now, you're either feeling fired up or you want to cry or you're overwhelmed or you're just feeling all sorts of things that you're not really sure how to feel. Don't worry. Take a deep breath. Like, let's take a big inhale and exhale. I want to give you or leave you with 10 New Year's resolutions that you can implement, both maybe it's a weekly, monthly, or even like more year, longer term mindset that is not another diet. So number one, eat at least one meal every day without distractions. So no phone, no TV, no computer. Eat a meal and just focus on the food that's in front of you. Number two, start your day with a sweat at least 3 days per week. Now you could change that number to whatever it is that you want, but I personally think there is something so powerful about moving our bodies in the morning. Now, notice this doesn't say that you have to do an hour in the mornings. Maybe this just means you start your day with a stretch 3 days per week. Maybe that's it right there. You start to wake up 30 minutes earlier most days of the week just to get your brain ready for the day. Number three, drink X amount of water, or maybe aim to carry a water bottle with you at all times, right? That's still focusing on a healthy behavior, a healthy habit. That's taking less focus on weight or the food itself. Number four, check in with my hunger before each meal. Number five, check in with my fullness after each meal. Just check in. What am I feeling? What is my body telling me? Just again, bringing awareness, starting to increase that attunement that you have with your body. Number six, start a daily journal. Maybe you start tracking how you feel about food, whether that's physically, maybe you're going through some GI stuff, or you just don't physically feel good, or emotionally. See if you can draw some connections to what's going on emotionally with food and just write down whatever comes out in your head and your heart. Number seven, maybe make it a goal this year to meet with a dietitian or an intuitive eating counselor. So lots of people can be intuitive eating counselors. They're not all dietitians. And not all dietitians are intuitive eating counselors. But if that is an area that you resonate with and you want to dive deeper into, consider hiring an expert. And this can be in a variety of areas of your life. It doesn't have to just be nutrition. Number eight, develop a healthier body image. I mean, this can just be like an ongoing theme of what you want to resolve to achieve in the new year. And you can achieve that resolution, as I guess that's the right word, right? You can achieve that resolution through a variety of smaller goals. Number nine, maybe you want to hire a personal trainer and reach a new fitness goal that's not focused on weight loss. So maybe you need the help of a trainer to get super freaking strong. Like, you want to compete in your first CrossFit competition. You want to do a warrior dash. You want to run your first marathon. You want to learn to do a pull-up. Like, you just want to set some major fitness goals and crush it and just have this new motivation or new goals with exercise. And number 10, which is a resolution that I think we all should make and, you know, say it out loud. You can message me on Instagram. You can post it in our Fit Friends Tribe Facebook group, wherever it is that you need accountability. But I want you to just vow and put it out there. Put it out in the universe and just say, I will not go on a diet, even when it's tempting, even when these cycles come up and I get that urge to jump on the bandwagon, jump on keto, jump on Whole30, intuitive eating that's disguised as a diet. Like, just resolve to not turn back. It's too late. You've discovered Fit Friends Happy Hour. We have met. We have connected. You're smarter. You know better, right? When we know better, we do better. And you know that diets don't work. And if they do, they work temporarily, right? And not long term. And you're smarter than that. And you're going to do what is best for you. And you're going to treat your body with the kindness and respect and the honor and the love that it deserves in 2020. So remember that New Year's resolutions are more like intentions. I want you to really think, what is the intention? So maybe you need to go back to episode 128. How do I know if my goals are too big for 2020? And we talk a lot about just, what is your intention? Think about your resolution as your intention and what you want to feel. A lot of people find it helpful to pick a word that they want to have for the new year versus goals, right? Because when we focus on the feeling, at the end of the day, that's really what we're looking for. We're not looking for $1 million. We're looking for the freedom that's associated with having $1 million, or I don't know, you know what that word is. And if you don't, take some time today, this week, to simmer on that, to think about that, what it is that you want to feel. And remember that your resolution is your intention, not just a goal. As you start to develop these goals and think about all these things that you do want to achieve and you want to feel, remind yourself that you can't do everything at once. So prioritize, focus on what's important, what's going to get you closer to that feeling, and go from there. Because remember that small wins lead to big change. And if you want to feel freedom and you take these baby steps day by day, it doesn't seem like a lot. But when you take a step back and we're at this place and at the end of 2020, you're going to go, wow, I really have gotten so much closer to that feeling, you know, and you're going to be better for it. So here is to 2020 being the best year yet. If you're looking for more inspiration, more motivation, positivity, people to connect with, to hold you accountable to these resolutions that you want to set in the new year, or maybe you just need some new ideas. Maybe you're feeling stuck and you're not really sure what the next step is to take. Well, I invite you to join our Facebook group. If you just go to facebook.com and search Fit Friends Tribe, request to join, that's where we talk about each episode weekly. We post all sorts of fun things. It's a place for you to connect with real people who are going through the same thing that you are. And in that Facebook group, I'll be sharing an invite on how to get access to my Reboot Bootcamp. It's my first ever small group nutrition coaching program where basically I take you through how to start intuitive eating and how to start this new approach. And each week we dive into a different module. And I've just been blown away by the success of the clients that I've been working with on one-on-one. And I only have so many hours in a day. I know there's a lot of people who just can't make the investment in one-on-one coaching right now. So I created this small group as a way to just reach more people and to give you the resources and the tools that you need to implement intuitive eating. Because like I said, it's a marathon, not a sprint. So this is an 8-week program where we meet weekly on live coaching calls, and then you have support between within the group. So check out the Facebook group. I'll be sure to post a link to that in the show notes, as well as a link to access more information on the Reboot Bootcamp as well. All right, guys, that's it for today's episode. I hope you have a wonderful week. Let's kickstart 2020 and make it the best year yet. And we'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. If you liked this episode, don't forget to share it with a friend. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at Fit Friends Happy Hour. Talk to you next time.